Good evening. We find ourselves now within the 30 days before the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, based on the halachas by Hilchos Pesach, that you're supposed to start learning the halachas of Yom Tov 30 days in advance, although there aren't that many halachas when it comes to Chanukah. Chanukah is a Yom Tov midrabbanan. Nevertheless, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that every Yom Tov, the ha'ora of the Yom Tov begins 30 days in advance. And many Sfarim say that it lasts 30 days afterwards, but certainly there's a hachana and a certain feeling, a hargosha that we feel as we enter the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. And as we know that this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, Toldos, Parshas Toldos this year is Shabbos Mevarchim and also Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So this is the Shabbos that takes us from Mar Cheshvan to Kislev. Mar Cheshvan, as we've been speaking about extensively in the previous weeks, Mazel Akrov, Yerach Bul, a month of seeming concealment, but on the other hand, this is the month where it really counts. This is the month of Avodah. This is the month to put into play everything that we worked and all the resolutions that we made during the months of Elul and Tishrei. This month is now coming to a close. And we now enter, we get ready to enter the great month of Kislev, in which we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, a Yom Tov that is unusual, different than any other Yom Tov, as we spoke many times in previous years. And tonight we'll focus on one concept, one idea. It's really a very broad idea that has to do with Chanukah and the upcoming parasha of Toldos. This Shabbos is either already the first Shabbos in Kislev as many years, or it's Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. It's certainly always associated with Kislev. And this year, it's also the last week of Mar Cheshvan. We know what the Baal HaTurim tells us, as we spoke last week, Al Penei Kol Echov Nochol Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak, the juxtaposition of the last words of Chayesara and the first words of Toldos, that Kishe Yipol Yishmol Ba'acharis Hayomim, when Yishmol will fall, then Yitzchak will rise. Toldos Yitzchak, Oz Yitzmach Ben David, Shehumi Toldos Yitzchak. Mashiach ben David, Malchus beis David, as we've been speaking about, because Mar Cheshvan is the month to restore the Malchus beis David, which was rebelled against in this month, will sprout after the fall of Yishmael. Why is it that we refer to ben David, Malchus beis David, Melech HaMashiach, as descendants of Yitzchak, Toldos Yitzchak Dafka? Okay, true, he comes from Yitzchak. All Klal Yisrael come from Yitzchak. We also come from Avraham. We also come from Yaakov. But here we're stressing, the emphasis is Toldos Yitzchak. And according to the Baal HaTurim, that would mean that this entire parsha is Tzmichas Ben David. This entire parsha, which is Toldos, the name of the parsha is Toldos from beginning to end, is the parsha of Tzmichas Ben David. Which, as the Bnei Yisoscha writes in his Maimorim on Chanukah, that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Hachana to Bias HaMashiach. It's the Tzmicha. It's Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, Kumavur in Reikeach, and in the Svarim of Pinchas Koritz and the Bnei Yisoscha, and all the Svarim HaKadoshim that speak about the Yom Tov of Chanukah being the light of the future, Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. And Toldos Yitzchak, the way the Baal HaTurim, who's a Rishon, illuminates this idea to us, that told us Yitzchak is Tzmichas Ben David, is the light of Mashiach, coming after Al Penei Kol Echov Nofel. We can appreciate this with the understanding what this parasha has to do with the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. The parasha ends with a pasuk, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael. Vayikach es Machalas, or Machalas, there are two Gersois. Bas Yishmael, Ben Avraham, Achois Nevoyois, Al Noshov Loyle Isha. That's how the Torah ends this parasha. The parasha's Toldos has 106 psukim. It begins with Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak. It ends with Esav going to Yishmael and choosing a wife among Yishmael's children, Machalas, who was the sister of Nevoyos, over the wives that he already had. He was married before. He had other wives too, as the Torah tells us in the parasha. He married Vayikach Ishes Yehudis Bas Be'eri Achiti, Yes Bosmas Bas Eloin Achiti. These were Cananios. He changed their name to make it look like as if they were Yehudios, Bosmas Miloshin Besamim. They were Marshoios, they were not Tzidkonios. Yitzchak and Rivka had a lot of agmas nefesh from these wives of Esav. At the end of the parasha, Esav sees how Yitzchak and his mother despise the Cananios, and that after Yitzchak benches Yaakov, he sends him to Padan Aram to take for himself a wife from there, and rather not from Cananios. Vayitzavolav loisikach ishami benois kenoan, vayar Esav ki ro'ois benois kenoan be'enei Yitzchak aviv. So instead of divorcing them, which that would indicate that Esav did tshuva, he divorced those wives, he doesn't. He just marries another woman from Yishmael. And as the Svarim tell us, that he did this, again, that it should look like he's heeding to his father, he's listening to what his father says to Yaakov Avinu, and he's taking a wife from Yishmael rather than another Canaanite. Others say, as the Yerushalmi says, we learn it out from Esav Grad, that a chosen, when he gets married, his averis are forgiven, mochalas, moichalon lekal aben Esav, he wanted to show that he's doing tshuva, or perhaps he was in some way doing tshuva. But Rashi ends off, al noshav hoisif risha al rishosai shalai gay rashis al rishoinais. He wasn't really doing tshuva. Mochalas was a marshas as well, and he continued living with the other two. He didn't divorce them. If he really was doing tshuva, he would have divorced the other two. But he lived with the other two, including Mochalas Bas Yishmael. The Divrei Yisrael, the Majitza writes in his last piece here on this, in this week's parasha, that from the words Achos Nevoyos, Chazal learn out the Gemara in Megillah. Rashi brings it here by Arichas. He alluded to it at the end of Chayesara. That you learn out from the words Achos Nevoyos, that Yaakov learned Torah, the Lashon of Chazal and Rashi as well, is Nitman. He buried himself. He hid himself in the Beis Medrash of Aver. Shem had already passed away. Shem died when Yaakov was 50. And here, Yaakov is 63 years old, as Rashi makes the Cheshbon here. We know it from the fact that at this time, when Esav went to Yishmael, Yishmael died. Yishmael died at the age of 137. And he was 74 years older than Yaakov. He's 14 years older than Yitzchak. Rashi makes the whole cheshbon here. Then when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, he says he's 130, and there are 14 years missing. From there we see that Yaakov must have done something in those 14 years. What happened to those 14 years? There's a discrepancy here. Those 14 years, he went to the Beis Medrash of Aver on his way out of Beersheba, where he learned day and night. For those 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Aver, in a hidden cave somewhere, Nitman Beveis Eiver, until after he emerged, and he went to Lavan, and he marries Rachel Leah, as we're going to learn in next week's parasha. So the Divrei Yisrael, rather, says, his grandfather, he says, how could it be that such a holy concept, Yaakov is the Bochur Sheba'ovo, he says, it says in Medrash, the greatest of the Avos, Yaakov represents Torah. So we're talking about Yaakov's Limud HaTorah, which he already, we know he was a scholar. It says already before that, V'Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev V'Yaholim V'Oholoi Shel Shem V'Oholoi Shel Aver. And here he goes to learn again for 14 years, preparing for marriage, preparing to go to deal with Lavan, Nitman Bebeis Aver. We learn it out from two words in a pasuk that speaks about the union of two Rishoyim, Esav and Yishmael, of all places. That's what the Torah reveals to us, of this holy Limud HaTorah of Yaakov Avinu that was Nitman Bebeis Aver. How could it be that in this pasuk, that's where it's hinted? He says the fact that it's hinted and it's not even told to us outright, he says that's not difficult, because anything that is hidden, that was done in a concealed manner, the Torah itself conceals it. The Torah hides the fact that Yaakov Avinu was learning during these 14 years. Yaakov Avinu himself was hiding. He was hiding from Esav. He didn't want Esav to know which Beis Medrash he was in. So he was hiding. The Torah also hid it. He says, although when it comes to the sheep that we learned about in next week's parasha, the Torah is mayrich with the sheep, with the dots and the stripes. Like never before, the Torah is mayrich so much. And over here, the fact that Yaakov learned for 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Eivor is so well hidden. And we learn it out from these two words, Achos Nevoyos. What does the Torah have to tell us that she was the sister of Nevoyos? We know that Nevoyos was the oldest son of Yishmael. The Torah is telling us, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael means Yishmael was still alive. And then when Esav chose to marry Machlas, it says, he married Machlas, who was the daughter of Yishmael, sister of Nevoyos, telling us, Nevoyos is the one who married her off to Esav. What happened to Yishmael? That means Yishmael just died. And therefore his son, Nevoyos, who was his Bechor, was chosen to be the one to marry off the daughter, Machlas, to Esav. From Achos Nevoyos, we learn that Esav had died at that Yishmael had died at that time, and we know Yishmael lived 137 years, so the whole cheshbon that Rashi makes here, that Yaakov was 63, so was Esav, they were twins. And then we know from this, as Rashi's Mayrach, you want to look it up, the Gemara and Megillah, that they're 14 years missing, and those are the 14 years that Yaakov was in the Beis Medrash of Eivor. So we learn it out from two words, Achos Nevoyos, the sister of Nevoyos, who was a son of Yishmael, who was also a Rasha. In the midst of this pasuk where it talks about the union of Esav and Yishmael, we learn out this Inyan Nisgav V'Noira Ad L'Ma'oi, that Yaakov buried himself Bebeis Eivor for 14 years and learned Torah B'Shlemus. Could we fathom the Limud HaTorah of Yaakov Avinu, who he is the epitome of Torah? Torah, he represents Torah. From the three of us, he is Torah. And we learn it out from this, in this last pasuk, which talks about Esav, Yishmael, Nevoyos, Rishoyim. So he says the fact that it's hidden, that's not a kasha, because he brings the Maral held that anything, the Maral writes that anything that was done the Hester, the Torah itself has to hide it. So since he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eivor in a concealed manner, that he learned in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Eivor before, it's like when he went to yeshiva, everyone knew he went to yeshiva. The Torah says it straight out. But this Limud HaTorah was done in hiding, so the Torah also hides it. That we understand. So it's not written b'feirush, it's written b'remez. But that this remez should be here in the midst of a pasuk which is talking about the union of Rishayim of all places. Couldn't there be a different place that the Torah could have hinted this to us? So he goes with a gang. His approach is that the Torah is telling us here that Esav was trying to outweigh Yaakov. In Yichus, he says they were both the same. Esav and Yaakov were both children of Yitzchak and Rivka. They're both grandchildren of Avraham. So therefore, Esav decided he's going to connect now with Avraham another way, so he can overpower Yaakov. By doing what? By marrying another grandchild of Yishmael, of Avram. That's Machlas Bas Yishmael. Who was, and the pasuk says, Bas Yishmael ben Avraham. As if we don't know till now that Yishmael is ben Avraham. It was Esav was trying now to connect to Avraham another way, so that that on the scale, he will overpower Yaakov. This is Yaakov's connection to Avraham and Yitzchak is only two or three ways. I'm going to have it another way too, because I'm going to marry a descendant of Avraham, the daughter of Yishmael, and in that way I'll be able to be mezgaber over Yaakov. So the Torah reveals to us here that what did Yaakov do? Nitman bebeis eiver lilmay Torah. The limud haTorah of Yaakov countered that. You think you're going to marry another woman, and that woman is a descendant of Avraham? So now you have another way to connect to Avraham. I'm going to marry the Torah. The Torah is also called getting married. Mayrosha kehilas Yaakov, al tikre marosha ala mayrosha. Ki yikach ish isha. Torah is compared to an isha. This is how the Divrei Yisrael explains it. So, but this question, why is such a holy concept hinted in the midst of what would seem to be Koichais Hatumah, Esav, Yishmael, getting together, as the Gemara says, Lama Holach Hazarzir Eitzel Ha'oirev, two non-kosher birds, Motza Min Es Minai, Two Rishoyim, Esav Yishmael, joined together. We can imagine what that brings to the world. As the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Hakinus l'Rishoyim is Ralohem v'Ralo Oilem. When Rishoyim get together, only bad can come out of that. When Tzadikim get together, it brings good. Hanoa Lohem v'Hanoa l'Oilem, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. But Kinus l'Rishoyim is no good. Here you have Esav joining with Yishmael, Yishmael marrying Machalas, Esav marrying Machalas. And here is where the Torah is merames to us, Achais Nevoyos, that Yaakov learned in the Beis Medrash of Eva for 14 years. Why is it here? Similarly, the Moirei Nayim from Rav Nachum Chernobyla, whose yard site was in the month of Mar Cheshvan, says that Chanukah is hinted in a pasuk here in this week's parasha, in the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Esav Dafka. Vayan Yitzchak Ovi Vayomer Elov, Hine Mishmanei Ha'oretz Yihye Moishavecha. From the fat of the land will be your dwelling place. Rashi says, where is that? Zu Italia shel Yavon. Yavon, although historically the Yavonim of Chanukah were the Syrian Greeks, but Yavon is Yavon. So Italia shel Yavon, Rashi says, is referring to this piece of land that was given to Esav. He really couldn't be given anything else because everything else belonged to Yaakov. Kiyodua, that Yavon developed later on, the island on which there is Rome, Malchus Roimi. There was some sort of volcanic eruption, and this island developed later after Shlomo married Bas Paroi. So at the time of the bracha here, that this land was not around yet. So therefore, later when Klal Yisrael sinned, as it says here, for Rakta Ulay, this island developed, that's Italia Shel Yavon. From there comes the Romans who ended up destroying the second Beis HaMikdash. So in this bracha of Mishmanei Ha'oretz Yihye Moishavecha, which, as Rashi says, it's talking about Italia Shel Yavon, a bracha given to Esav, says the Moreh Nayim, that Chanukah is hinted over here. Mishmanei is Shemen. Chanukah is the yantav of oil, the oil that they found, which lasted for 8 days. Mishmanei ha'oretz yeh moishavecha, he translates, not al pipshat obviously, that in the schus of the mitzvah of Chanukah, which is done with Shemen, yeh moishavecha will bring Esav down to the floor. It'll bring Esav down. Chanukah ki yodua, the Maranaim says it in a different place, that Chanukah is the yomtiv in which we are privileged to see the downfall of the wicked. The wicked among the Goyim, and even Lahavda, the wicked among the Jews. There were the Hellenists, the Misyavnim, who joined with the Yevonim, who had their Mapola on Chanukah. Mishmanei Ha'oretz Yeh Moishavecha. Is that where Chanukah should be hinted? And it's interesting, too, that the word Mishmanei is found before that in the Pasuk. V'yitan l'choho elekim mitala shamayim u'mishmanei ha'oretz. Like the Medrash says, it's talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. But that's not where the Maranaim says Chanukah is hinted. In the bracha that Yitzchak gives Yaakov Avinu, that's not where Chanukah is. Chanukah is in the bracha that Yitzchak gives Esav. And it's talking about Italia Shel Yavon. So why is such a holy, holy concept, Chanukah, Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, Oir HaGonuz, a yomtiv that has lasted till today and gets brighter and lighter every year as the darkness of Golus gets darker and darker, as the generations fall more and more, the Or of Chanukah gets greater and greater, like in any situation when there's more darkness, more light is appreciated. If you light a candle outside in the street, when it's broad daylight, who notices it? The darker it gets, the more noticeable it becomes. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of light, is the most appreciated in times of darkness, like an hour time, when HaChoshech Yechaseh Eretz, which means the Chanukah of Tov Shin Hayin Ches, will be the greatest Chanukah ever in history, because the darkness this year is worse than it ever was. Because until Mashiach comes, we're going down. So the Yeridas Hadoiris of Ikvus at the Mashiach only bring out more light, and Chanukah gets stronger and stronger. So Chanukah's hint to Dafka in this pasuk, Mishmanei Ha'oretz Yihye Moishavecha, of all places. Why? We all know the question that all the Mefarshim ask, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid befiv. How could it be that Yitzchak loved Esav? How could it be that Yitzchak didn't know who Esav was? And what's the reason? Kitzayid befiv? According to the first Pshat in Rashi, because Yitzchak enjoyed the food that Esav went hunting for. What, Yitzchak was into food? Yitzchak is pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is so great. The Maariv HaShemesh writes that the pachad of Yitzchak, Yitzchak's fear of Hashem was so great that you find that he didn't even have respect for Avimelech. This is an interesting thing. This week's parasha, when Avimelech and Yitzchak are having a conversation, Avimelech says to Yitzchak, what did you do? Why didn't you tell me that Rivka was your wife? So later on in the parasha, they have another encounter, and Yitzchak says to Avimelech and to his entourage, Madua Bosem Eloi, why did you come to me? And you hate me, and you said... So Maariv HaShemesh makes note that when you talk to a king, you always talk to him in third person. My master. Here, why did you come to me? He didn't show any respect to Avimelech. He says, because Yitzchak was pachad. Yitzchak had such fear of Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. He was only afraid of Hashem. He was afraid of no one else. Only Hashem. Or if he was afraid of anything, he was afraid that maybe he didn't do the Ratzon Hashem. He had no fear for a king if it wasn't Hashem himself. Because he was pachad, pachad noire Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is the midah of pachad. We know that there were tzaddikim in recent history that didn't even know what food tasted like. Yitzchak was into the food that Esav brought him. That's why he loved Esav, because Esav would go hunting and bring him deer meat. How could that be? What does kitzayit befiv mean? Chanukah is the yomtiv in which we light the candles, we light the shemen, and we spoke about this many years briefly. It's lit on the left side of the doorway, Ner Chanukah, Mismoil, not on the right side. Normally all mitzvahs are done with the right hand, going right, Kol Pinayz Shata, Pleina Leyuhel Derech Yamin, the Gemara Darshans. You're supposed to put your right shoe on before your left. You're supposed to put your right sleeve on before your right. Many are before the left, many are makbet to wear right over left, not left over right. Yamin should be Mizgabra over the Smoil. Because smoil is midas adin, yamin is rachamim. Yet on Chanukah, the halacha is that ner Chanukah is mismoil on the left side. The mitzvah of Chanukah is to light the menorah dafka mishatishka hachama after the sun sets, when it's dark outside. Most mitzvahs are performed by day, and those mitzvahs that have to be done by day are not allowed to be done at night. But ner Chanukah has to be done dafka at night, mishatishka hachama. Even though the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, according to many Rishonim, was lit when it was still day. The menorah, in fact, was lit on the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, on the south, not on the north. Also different than Ner Chanukah. Even though Ner Chanukah is actually a commemoration of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but really it's not at all. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had 7 oil cups. The Chanukah has 8. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was on the right side. This is on the left side. Many differences. We light the menorah al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz, supposed to be lit outside, as many do in Eretz Yisrael today. They actually light the menorah outside. Bachutz, which is the domain of Esav. Vayehi Esav ish sodeh, v'Yaakov ish tom. Yaakov stayed indoors, Rishus Hayochid. Esav's place is the Rishus Harabim. And as the Sfarim explained, Rishus HaYochid is Yechidoy Shel Olam, the domain of the one, of Hashem who's one. Rishus HaRabim is the domain of the Rabim. Esav is Rabim. Nefoshois, by Esav it says Nafshois Beis Eloshon Rabim, even though he had only 6 children. Yaakov has 70 and he's called Nefesh, Shivim Nefesh, because Yaakov is connected with Rishus HaYochid, Yechidoy Shel Olam. Esav is Ish Soda, Rishus HaRabim, the multitude, which Rabim is in Klipa, Rabim is Klipa, Yochid is Kedusha. So Esav is the one who's outside, Esav is the one who's hunting, Esav is the one who's in the field, Esav is the one associated with the Rishus HaRabim, and that's where we light the Chanukah candles, or at least facing the outside. Al Pesach Beisoy Mi Bachutz, to illuminate the outside. So it's on the left, it's at night, which nighttime is the time when all the powers of evil lurk, as the pasuk says, "Boy sirmois kol chaisa yoar," facing the outside or outside where the klipa, where the tuma rules, and it's also lit, as we know, below 10 tfachim, The Gemara says in Sukkah, May Oilam Layar, the Shekhinah Lamata Miyud, the Shekhinah never went down below 10 Tfachim, so it's a place where the Shekhinah normally doesn't go. The Shekhinah hovers above 10 Tfachim, and the mitzvah is to light the menorah below 10 Tfachim, closer to the ground. And Hanukkah is also in the second half of the month when the moon is in concealment mode. What's this about Hanukkah? If Hanukkah is, as all the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, the revelation of the hidden light, it's a Yom Tov of light, of Or, why is it then done Dafka at night and on the left side and below 10 Tfachim and facing the outside or outside, and in the second half of the month, where all Yom Tovim, as we know, except for Hanukkah, begin either in the first half of the month or the furthest, in the middle of the month, like Pesach and Sukkot, never passed when the moon is growing, not when it's decreasing. And the Svarim HaKadoshim talked to us why it's that way. And in previous years, we've gone through different biurim as to why Hanukkah is, the formulation of this Yom Tov is dafka, different than any other Yom Tov, because that's the power of Hanukkah, that it's able to illuminate so in places where no other Yom Tov can go. Because Hanukkah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, when Mashiach will come, there will be no boundaries. Mashiach is called the Poiretz, Paratz Alecha Poretz, he's Poiretz Geder, Aliyad Ish Ben Parzi, which means there's no more boundaries. There's no barriers between light and dark, day and night, left and right, in and out. The light of Mashiach will permeate everywhere. No longer are there going to be any barriers. And Hanukkah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. Hanukkah, we get a taste of that light. In fact, it is that light, but we get a taste of it during the 8 days of Hanukkah. Like a flash of lightning in the middle of the night. It's dark, and then suddenly Hanukkah comes for 8 days, where we are thrusted into Yemais HaMashiach for 8 days. And then if Mashiach doesn't come by the end of Hanukkah, we're back into the world again, back into this regular world, into the world of Teva. Hanukkah is the Yom Tov, which is associated with Lamayla Min HaTeva. It's eight, which the number eight is a number associated with Lamayla Min HaTeva, as the Maral will the Svarim speak to us about, as mentioned many, many times. But perhaps we can add to this another notch, another knetch, as they say, that the way Hashem made the world is that there's a lot of concealment. There's a tzimtzum. There's constraints. Bedafka, there are constraints. There's midas hadin. The world cannot exist on midas hachesed alone. Too much chesed ends up being din. Din is actually a way to bring out the chesed. This is mevuar in all the Sifrei Kodesh that speak about the idea of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas HaDin, and he saw it wouldn't last, so he was Meshatif, the Midas HaRachamim, with the Midas HaDin. And we need both. The Svarim give an example, a baby bottle. The nipple of the baby bottle has a very, very small hole. Because if we would open it completely, the baby would choke. The baby would be too much milk going down the baby's mouth, the baby would choke. So there has to be, it has to be constrained. A small opening, not a very large opening. Too much shefa, too much light will kill. Too much chesed will kill. Chesed alone, as we spoke last week, will go to the wrong places. You need a counterbalance. You need a tzimtzum, you need a din to curb that chesed, and then the chesed is appreciated, and then the chesed can be fully used in the right way. So, there is a concealment. There's a din. There are klipos. There are shells. There's the ha'aretzayis ha'soyhu v'avoyhu v'choyshech al panei sahaim. And in the midst of the darkness, There are sparks, there's kedusha, there is light. Our job is to reveal the light that exists in the darkness, in the concealment. The darker it is, only as an indication of how powerful the light under it is. The more tumah indicates how much kedusha is really in that place, or in that time, or in that person. Where is the nefesh of Mashiach found? Dafka in Sodom, the lowest of all places. Sodom. Matzasi David Avdi, Vechen Matzasiv, Bizdaim. In time, this time of year, in Kislev, Chofhei Kislev, the end of Kislev, entering into the month of Teves, which Teves is under the domain of Esav. Teves is a month in which there's the Shlita of the Tuf Mem Kuf Mem Dalet Kolovim, as the B'nai Sosa speaks about, the 944 dogs. Nittel, that's the same time when Lahavdol, the Christians have a holiday, also beginning on the 25th, which Hanukkah was before that. Hanukkah was the remedy before the wound, before that. And it's a time when there's a lot of concealment. And in that time, buried in that time, sprouts the oil of Hanukkah. During times of difficulty, throughout the ages, after it, or in the midst of the difficult times, emerged light. Whether it was during Golas Bavel, we were zeichet to Talmud Bavli, after the Yevonim came, the Espashtus of Torah Shebaal Peh. Throughout the ages, there was all different levels of concealment, but with the concealment came a light. Right before Mashiach comes is the greatest concealment, the time we're in now, the greatest concealment. HaChoshech Yechase Oretz. The lowest neshamas, the lowest times, the lowest places. But under all of that is the greatest light waiting to sprout forth. Esav himself, Esav was a Rasha, but in Esav there were holy sparks. The Eila told us Yitzchak, Rashi says, Yaakov ve'esav ha'amurim b'parsha. Why didn't Rashi just say Yaakov ve'esav? Rashi's bothered. Why does it say the Eila told us Yitzchak? And it doesn't say who. Then it says Avram heard this Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Arboyim Shana. Who are the children of Yitzchak? What are you talking about? You have to wait till a few psukim later. So Rashi's telling you it's Yaakov ve'esav. He's also telling you, according to the way Rashi learns, that told us over here doesn't mean like in some other places. Told us can mean occurrences, happenings. The Eila told us Yaakov Yosef doesn't mean the children, it means the happenings. Yeshuve Yaakov, or later on Vayishlach Yeshuve Esav. Here it means literally children, which I first mentioned later on in the parasha. Yaakov ve'esav. In other words, Esav is considered, told us Yitzchak. Although we say, ki bi Yitzchak yikare lecha zora. Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. True. But there is a nitzutz in Esav, which we spoke about last week. Yishmael doesn't have that. Yishmael, once Yishmael died, there's no good in him. It's all gone. In Esav, however, there's good. Many, many great tzaddikim came from Esav, great converts. Rabbi Akiva. Who's greater than Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is the descendant of Esav. The Maranayim, actually, in this week's parasha, tells us that's the Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed befiv. That means that there were neshamas that were trapped in Esav. Tzayed means trapped. Yitzchak loved Esav. He loved that which was trapped in him, the neshamas that were inside Esav, that came out later on. All the Geirim that came out later, who are told as Yitzchak, who for some reason had to go first through concealment. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Shmaya Vavtalyoim, and many other greats were all in Esav. In fact, that would mean, as the Sforim speak to us about, is that Torah Shebaal Peh is actually rooted in Esav. Because Kulu Alibad Rabbi Akiva is the Moshe Rabbeinu of Torah Shebaal Peh, and Rabbi Akiva is a descendant of Esav. So that would mean that Esav plays a role in the Hispashtus of Torah Shebaal Peh, which began Hanukkah time. Esav, therefore, is also told as Yitzchak. And in Esav, who himself, in the embodiment of Esav, obviously is concealment. Esav is a Rasha. Esav dies a Rasha. Esav does not do tshuva. In Esav, though, there is Kedusha. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. Just the fact that Yitzchak loved Esav. Yitzchak is so great that the fact that he loved someone itself made that person have greatness. Whether it worked on Esav himself,
or his descendants, but it worked. From Esav's descendants comes Rabbi Akiva, comes Teresh Baal Peh. So in the midst of the Choshech, there is an Or. There's a light waiting to emerge in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the concealment. And perhaps that's the reason why Chanukah is hinted in the Pasuk that, as the Maharei Naim says, that Yitzchak says to Esav, Mishmanei ha'oretz yemay shavecha. Dafke, the Or, especially the Or of Chanukah, which Chanukah has the power to go where no other Yom Tov goes, where Chanukah goes into the domain of Esav. The domain of Esav is on the left. It's below 10. It's outside. It's nighttime. It's the second half of the month. It's Teves. Teves, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that some months are under the domain of Yaakov, and there are some months that are under the domain of Esav. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev is Yaakov Avinu. So is Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. But Teves is Esav. Shem Shmuel says actually that Esav was killed, Reish Chodesh Teves, which is on Chanukah, that's when Esav was killed. Ki Yadu, the Bnei Yisoscha brings it down, the Chassam Sofer says it as well, that Esav was buried, Yaakov was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, the same day that Esav was killed and his head rolled to the Maris HaMachpelah, that was Chanukah. Because there were 70 days between the death of Yaakov and the burial, he was Nifter on Sukkot, there's a Kabbalah that Yaakov was Nifter on Sukkot. Sukkot is the Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu, so it would come out that Yaakov was buried on Chanukah, that means Esav was killed on Chanukah, says the Shem Rishmur, that it was Rish Chodesh Teves, which is the first day of Esav's month. Mochatzta Rosh Mi Beis Rosh, Pasuk in Chavakuk, that's referring to Teves. Teves is the month of Esav, it's Miyarchin de Esav. Teves, therefore, is called the month of Choshech, the Lele Teves Ho'aruchin, as Chazal referred to Teves, as the long, dark, cold nights. And Chanukah permeates Teves. Chanukah starts the 25th of Kislev. It has to enter Teves. There are 8 days. So Chanukah goes into the month of Esav, the month of Teves, the domain of Esav in time, the domain of Esav in Mokheim, which is outside, Al Pesach Beislem Ibachutz, and the left and below 10, to illuminate those neshamas that find themselves, like in our generation, on the left and below 10, and outside. Neshamas that everyone gave up on. Neshamas that people say, they're outcasts. Chanukah was given purposely for those neshamas. For those neshamas that are under the domain of Esav, that even look like Esav. Yaakov Avinu is wearing Esav's clothes when he goes to get the brachas of Yaakov. Of Yitzchak. Vayorach Yitzchak es reach begodov, Chazal darshan boigdov, the traitors of Am Yisrael, the traitors, the lowest Jews, who strayed away. V'yitan l'chol elikim mital ha-shamayim, Yitzchak gives a bracha to them. Yaakov is wearing Esav's garments. Yaakov did not go into Esav wearing his Jewish garments. Yaakov didn't go into Yitzchak, rather, wearing his Jewish garments. He went in wearing Esav's garments. The Svarim says, a remez, that even when I look like Esav, I should get the brachas. And that happens to be the Haftarah this week, when it's not Erev Rosh Chodesh. This week it's not going to be, because it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, where the Pasuk says, the Nevuah of Malachi, Haloi och Esav li Yaakov, Ne'um Hashem, va'oi hav es Yaakov, ve'es Esav sonesi. That means even when Esav and Yaakov are brothers, which means even when Yaakov falls and looks like Esav, you should know, I love Yaakov. Yes, Esav sonesi. And that's why Rivka, in her wisdom, told Yaakov to put on Esav's clothes while going to receive the brachas from Yitzchak. So Yaakov himself is entering the domain of Esav. He's taking away the brachas that were going to be given to Esav. Yitzchak intended to give these brachas to Esav. And Yaakov has to go into the domain of Esav. He has to go into the world of Sheker, which is the domain of Esav. Esav is Sheker. Yaakov had to act with Sheker. He had to utilize Sheker for a good, for Emes. The Rishoyim use Emes for Sheker, says the Chiddush HaRim. The Tzadikim use Sheker for Emes. Hashem created Sheker for a reason. Sometimes you have to lie. Sometimes, yes, sometimes you have to be deceitful. You have to know when to utilize. Yaakov, his mother, commanded him, you're going to have to say that you're Esav. You're going to have to make believe you're Esav. This is a deceitful act. That's why it was a test for Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov is the Ish Emes. Titein Emes li Yaakov. How, Yaakov is saying to his mother, how can I do this? Yaakov is very worried about it. Yaakov never lied in his life. He has no idea how to do this. Yaakov is tom. Yaakov is the most, if you want to use the word, naive. Yaakov was so emes, so tmimis, that he didn't know what it meant to lie. But you're going into the domain of Esav now. You have a job. You got to go into the domain of Esav and you got to take out all those neshamas that were trapped in Esav. You got to get them out. You got to bring them out. That's Chanukah. Purposely, the Hashgacha HaElyona worked it out that the Yom Tov of Chanukah, number one, came after the Golus of Yavon, which is referred to as Choshech, V'Choshech Zu Yavon. Akrov Zu Yavon, says the Medrash in Eikev. Keshes Zu Yavon. This Shabbos connects the 2 months of Mar Cheshvan and Kislev. Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrov. Kislev is Mazel Keshes. Mar Cheshvan is the scorpion. Kislev is Keshes, whatever it is in English. I'm not aware of it right now. So it's Akrov.
Sagittarius?
Okay. Sagittarius. So Akrov Keshes. Chazal tell us Akrov is Yavon, which we mentioned in previous weeks. Keshes is also Yavon. The Pasuk says in this week's parasha that Yitzchak says to Esav, Sona keilecha telyecha vekashtecha, sharpen your sword and your bow, with your arrow. Vitzei hasodeh, says the Medrash, the Balaturim brings it over here. Keilecha is Bovel, telyecha is Modai, kashtecha is Yavon. So Yavon is compared to Keshes. Yavon is compared to Akrov. Nachash Sorah for Akrov, it's Yimoyin Ashrei Yimoyin, Pasuk in Ekev. Rashi says, the Medrash says there that Akrov is Yavon. Interesting too, that in Parshas Devarim, on the Pasuk, Hamidvar HaGodol V'Hanoira HaZeh. So Rashi says here that in that desert there were snakes that looked like beams and scorpions that looked like bows. Akravim Kekashnois. You see, Akrov Keshes go together. They go Akrov Keshes. This Shabbos connects Akrov to Keshes. It connects Mar Cheshvan to Kislev. Perhaps we can add, the last week of Mar Cheshvan symbolizes the last days of Golus. It symbolizes the end of time, the Ikvus of the Mashiach, when we're going to have the most difficult trials and tribulations that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to deal with Akrov. We're going to have to deal with all those Keuches that want to be Oiker us from the bias. They want to uproot us. They want us to be outside. Okar bias, perhaps we could say. They want to take us out from being in the base, base HaKnesses, base HaMedrash, and put us onto the street. But Chanukah helps us. Chanukah helps us, even if we are on the street. The Ner Chanukah illuminates the street. The Ner Chanukah goes below 10 tefachim to those neshamas who fell on the floor, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mendalet, Kishocha le'ofar nafshenu, Dofka le'oretz b'tneinu, those who are mamish touching the ground, those who are on the floor, they have sunken so low, and they're on the left, and they're liberals, and they're left wings, and they're outside, and they have all the hashkafis of heipach ha-Torah, atheists, etc., 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 everything we hear about today. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is for them. Because the Yom Tov of Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach is going to find a limit schus on every single year, says the true Eischein, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that he will see good in everyone. He will find the Oir HaGonus. He will find that hidden light, that hidden spark that everyone has sometimes deep, deep down under a lot of dirt, a lot of earth, a lot of concealment. The more concealment indicates, the greater the light. It might take time until you have to get rid of all that dirt. But where there's a lot of dirt, where there's a lot of concealment, under it there's light. Because now we're living in such a dark time, and it's very difficult, and it's very hard, and it's the nesyonos are oyim v'noira, only as an indicator that the light is coming. That the light that's coming is going to be so great that it's worth it. All the concealment, all the darkness, all the terrible disasters, and everything that we're learning, that we see going around us in the world now, is because there's going to be so much light, such an explosion of light. There has to be concealment first. That's the way Hashem made it. Vayihi erev first, then vayihi voiker. V'horetz ha'isa soyu v'vayi v'choshach, then vayomer elohim yehi or. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed bepiv. Kitzayed bepiv is begematria yehi or. Kiyadua, that or is the 25th word of this of Chumash, which is a remes to Chanukah. Yehi or. Yehi is also begematria 25. Yehi or, that's the yomtiv of Chanukah, is hinted in kitzayed bepiv. Those neshamas that are trapped in Esav, that Yitzchak is trying to bring out by loving Esav, that Yaakov has to go into the domain of Esav to get them out, that the Yontif of Chanukah has to go below 10 and on the left and on outside in order to reach those distant souls who are trapped in the domain of Esav. Kitzayit bepiv, bigamatria yehi or. The Megala Amukos, which Kishmai Kain, who he was Megala, he revealed the Amkus, the depths. The Megala Amukos writes, the Gemara says in Brachas, Al Kois Mole Birchas Hashem. He says the word Kois is Begematria 86. That's Elohim, Midas Hadin. But if you take the word Kois and you spell it with the Miloy of the Oisius, that's Chof Pei, Vav Vav, Samach Mem Chof, is Begematria Yehi Or, 232, which is equal to the four Miluyim of the Shem Havaya. For those who are familiar, Apsag Moban. There's four different miluim of the Shem Havaya. Yudkei Vavkei can be spelled the milue four different ways. That's what I'm speaking about. You're supposed to have it in mind. When you say Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael, Mekabetz is Begematria, Apsag Moban, Yehi Or. Meaning, as he explains, that the Kois, that's Midas Hadin, Kois Begematria Elohim, but if you are Mamalayat, the Milui, the Pnimius of the Din is Rachamim, and Rachamim Merubim, because the Pnimius is equal to Apsag Moaban, which is Yehi Or. That's why we say in the Rachim Bechazdech, Al Kois Yayin Mole, if you Mamalay the Kois, you Mamalay the word Kois, the premius of Elohim, the din is really for chesed. The tzimtzum is really for hispashtus. The concealment is only for the revelation that comes afterwards. And the more concealment is an indicator of how much revelation there really is. And that's where the revelation is hinted. And this can answer perhaps, number one, why the Yom Tov of Chanukah was formulated in such a way. Because since there's so much or, so it has to be where there's the most concealment. That's where the most or is. Because that's where the or eventually emerges from the concealment, especially that it's Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach. And the same with Achos Nevoyos. Where's the Torah Merames to us that Yaakov Avinu went to learn in the Beis Medrash of Eiver and in an Oifen of Nitman? And he learned, obviously, a much higher level of Torah here, because he's already been learning for years. What did he learn different here? He's been learning till now. It's not like he started doing something he never did. He's been doing that for his entire life in the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver. So perhaps one interpretation is till now he was learning the revealed part of the Torah. Now he's going to learn the hidden part of the Torah. Till now he's learning the Torah that's compared to water and wine and bread. Now he's learning the Torah that's compared to oil, the Shem and Zayas, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Pnimius HaTorah, which at that time was Torah Shebaal Peh, the part of Torah that's concealed, that's hidden. Under the revealed part of Torah is that which is concealed. Torah Shebaal Peh is concealed. You don't see it in the Chumash. It's hidden. It was memorized. Now that's revealed. Now there's we're awaiting the Pnimius of Pnimius, the Seidus HaTorah, as Rashi and Shir HaShirim tells us, that Mashiach will reveal to us, or Hashem Himself will reveal to us, Seidei Ta'ameha, Tzfunei Seidei Seha, the Seidus, the Pnimius HaTorah, which have already begun being revealed with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Baal HaTanya and the Gra and all those that were Oisek in Pnimius HaTorah, which is a Te'ima, only a Te'ima of what's coming. When you see Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, when you see what's going on, when nations are joining together, when the darkness gets worse and worse and the concealment gets greater and greater, it's only an indicator of new light that's coming. Achos Nevoyos is begematria Shom Atzmiach Keren LeDavid. From the Ra will sprout the good. The Torah purposely, this answers the Divrei Yisrael's question, the Torah purposely hints the greatest of events, the greatest in Yonei Kedusha, in the midst of what would seem to be total concealment. Of course, there's no pasuk in Torah that's concealment. Every pasuk, even Achos Leiton Timna, even Umishma Viduma Umasa, even a pasuk which talks about Amalek, or talks about Mishkav Zohar, whatever it is, even a pasuk which speaks about the lowest acts, it's all Torah, it's all Kedusha anyway. But on the surface, it would seem that there could have been a better place to hint to us that Yaakov was in the Beis Medrash of Eva for 14 years. And we learn so much out from here. We learn out the whole Ishtalshlus, the whole history with Yaakov Avinu. From Achos Nevoya, it's from all places, it's learned out from these two words. Bedafka so, the Torah Bedafka reveals to us, or in the midst of Choshech, and it also is teaching us a lesson too, that when there's a lot of Choshech, what are we supposed to do? This is what the Divrei Yisrael says, when you see a lot going on, Penulachem Safayna, he says, don't start up with the nations, go bury yourself into the Torah. When the nations come to fight you, he says, so what should you do? Okay, if you could defend yourself, you defend yourself. But if not, what should you do? You should barchu the Torah, run to the Torah. The Torah is the greatest ear miklat. The Gemara says in Makkos, v'zois ha-Torah, many are learning Makkos now, in Daf Yomi, v'zois ha-Torah, the Torah is koiletis, the Torah protects, the Torah shields us. So the Torah is saying, what do you do when all the nations are growling and barking? What should you do? Bury yourself into the Torah, like Yaakov did. What did he do? Esau went to Yishmael. He didn't go and fight them. So he went to the Beis Medrash. He went and delved deeper into Torah. And he revealed more secrets, more panemius, more Torah came out from within the midst of the concealment. And the same thing with now. The fact there's so much concealment now means because Hashem is revealing to us more or. It's interesting that in our time in general, you see today an abundance, an unbelievable overflow of Sfarim being printed, more Torah being revealed, probably more than ever in our time, the amount of Sfarim that there are, the accessibility to every single part of Torah today is more than it ever was. At your fingertips, literally, on your iPod, you could have Kol HaTorah Kula. In the midst, because there's so much concealment, there has to be a counterbalance, there has to be or to be able to counter that concealment. And the or emanates from the concealment. The same thing over here, Mishmanei Ha'oretz Yeh Moishavecha, says the Maariv Naim, that Chanukah is hinted in the bracha given to Esav. What was Esav given a bracha of? Gashmius, materialism, Italia Shel Yavon, Chochmas Yavonis, which is Tumah. That's where Chanukah is hinted, because that's where Chanukah emerges from the darkness, from the Mishmanei Ha'aretz Yehi Moishavecha, from the Choshech of Yavon. Dafka in Esav, Vayav Yitzchak Es Esav Ki Tzayed Bepiv. That's where it is. It's in Esav. It's trapped in Esav. So with this, we get back to what we started with. Toldos Yitzchak. The entire Geula is going to come because of Yitzchak. The Gemara says in Shabbos, an amazing Gemara, the Gemara that tells us in Shabbos, Peites Amud Beis, that La'asid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to Avram Avinu and he's going to say, what do I do? Your children have sinned. Banecha Chotu. So Avram's response is going to be, Yimachu. So erase them, destroy them, annihilate them. Avram Avinu is going to say that. Av HaMoin Goyim. So Hashem says, no, Avram is the oldest, he doesn't know, but we'll go to the youngest, we'll go to Yaakov. And he says to Yaakov, you know the same thing, and Yaakov says, also, Yimachu al Kadosh. The older one doesn't know, the younger one doesn't know, let's go to Yitzchak, he's in the middle, hopefully he'll have a better response. And yes, he does, Yitzchak, Midas Hadin, Midas Hagavura, Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one who's going to be Malamed Tzchus on us, he's going to find the defense. He's going to make a whole cheshbon. How many years does a person live already? And half the time he's either eating, sleeping, drinking, other things. A person can only sin out of the whole 70 years of his life, 2.5 years. So for 2.5 years, he says, you know what, we'll split it up. Pal Golay, Pal Galoch, the Gemara makes a whole cheshbon, and Hashem is going to accept that defense, and he will not wipe out Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, the Kiata Avinu, referring to Yitzchak. The Geula is Toldos Yitzchak. That's right. The Geula is the result of the Limud Zchus of Yitzchak. Why? Yitzchak is Din. Because Din really is Chesed. In the Din, there's Chesed. The whole reason there's Din is in order for Chesed. If there wouldn't be Din, there'd be too much Chesed. That one will be destroyed. Too much water will just flood and will drown everyone out. There has to be a stoppage. There has to be a plug to make sure that there's not too much water, or like the nipple of the baby bottle has to be small so the baby doesn't choke. Too much chesed, too much shefa is not going to be chesed. It's going to end up being din. The din really is chesed, as mentioned before. The miwi of the word kais. V'yitan lecha ho'eloikim. I saw from the Bava Rebbe Zatzal, previous Baba Rebbe writes, why does it say V'yitein lecha Elokim? It should have said V'yitein lecha Yud Kei Vav Kei Mital HaShamayim. Why Chazal Dash the Bayidin? It's Al Piden. There's different drushes. And also he asks, what does it say Ho Elokim? There's another one. V'yitein lecha Elokim. What's the Ho Elokim? So he says basically this concept that all the brachas that are given to us, they're given to us with a shefa, but there has to be a tzimtzum, a dim, because too much shefa will end up, we wouldn't be able to handle it. So it's basically, it's a mizug of yud-kei, vav-kei, and aleph, dalet, nun-yud together, which is chesed and din together. That's a ho-elokim with a hey, is begamatria havaya adna. So that's chesed and din together to make sure there's not too much chesed, make sure there's not too much din. Together, that's ho-elokim, not elokim by itself. Elokim by itself is only din. Ho'elokim, b'gematria havaya adna, that's the chesed with the din. So the Eilat told us Yitzchak, ben Avraham. Avraham hoiled this Yitzchak. The Torah is telling us, yes, Yitzchak is din, but he's a result of Avraham. Avraham is chesed. Avraham, chesed demands din. Avraham hoiled this Yitzchak. In order that the chesed should be able to be enjoyed, there has to be a din to counter it. Otherwise, too much chesed will end up turning into din. Meaning, based on what we're saying here, that within the din, there's chesed. The pnimius of the din is actually chesed. The geula is toldos Yitzchak, which is what we began. Tzmichas ben David, which happens after Al Panei Kol Echav Nofel, is the result of Yitzchak. It's the result of the midas hadin of Yitzchak. It's the result of the limud tzchus of Yitzchak. Tzchus is chesed. Tzchus is not din. That Gemara itself is telling you that the zchus is the panemius of the din is zchus, and Dafka Yitzchak, whose midas hadin is the one who ends up being the one who's malamed zchus. The same way that Dafka within the choyshach there's or Chanukah is a yom tov of zchus, even though wherever the menorah is being lit, it's in a place of din. The menorah is being lit on the left side, below 10, outside, nighttime. This is all din, but there's no greater yom tov of zchus than Chanukah, because Chanukah is malamed zchus. The or illuminates even those that find themselves in the lowest mekaymus of din, which Esav is din, Esav is the sad smile. So we always read this parsha as we enter the month of Kislev. Mar Cheshvan, now the last week of Mar Cheshvan, as mentioned before, is a remez to the end of Golus, when the darkness is intense, when the scorpion is biting, the akrav is very powerful. And the Keshes, which is Kislev, is also a remez to Yavan. Keshes is also Yavan. But there's also the Keshes, the Kedusha. There's Tefillah. Tefillah is called Keshes. Asher lakachti miyad ha'emoiri becharbi ubekashti bakoshosi. Keshes is Tefillah, ki yadur. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Keshes yeshaber. Hashem will break the bow. Yeshaber is begamatria lahadlik ner Chanukah. The yomtiv of Chanukah breaks the keshes of Yishmael. The yomtiv of Chanukah is the yomtiv of lahoydos ulahalel. It's the yomtiv of tefillah. It's the yomtiv that we use our mouth. It comes from the b'nei'ishoschas mayrich. Chanukah is the windpipe. Purim is the food pipe, because Purim is eating. Purim is feasting. Chanukah is praising Hashem. That's talking. That's with the windpipe. That's the koneh. Kona is begamatria, b'chof hei, b'kislev. Purim is the veishet, that's the food pipe. So Chanukah is talking, Chanukah is Torah Shabbal peh with the mouth. We once were merames, that Chanukah is the 85th day of the year. The year starts Rosh Hashanah. Chof hei, kislev is the 85th day of the year, which is peh, hey. The yomtiv that we use our mouth. Torah Shabbal peh, praising and thanking Hashem. Not talking Lashon Hara, being melamed schus on every single Jew. Limud schus bepeh. Malach Michoel. The Chanukah itself is the greatest limud schus. It's the greatest schus that any other yomtiv, because as mentioned before, where it's located, when we do it, and it's to bring up the lowest neshamas, that they should also have a chizuk and a tikkun, or as the Bnei Yisrael brings from the Ari HaKadosh, it's the Gemar HaChasimah, that even those who didn't do tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshanah Rabbah, they have till the last day of Chanukah, till Zois Chanukah, Bezois Tibachenu, Bezois Yavai Aaron Al HaKodesh. Chanukah is Zois Chanukah, Zois Begematria, Tzoyim Koil Mamayin, which is the concept of tshuva. Zois is tshuva ki yadua. Toldos. Toldos means revelation. The children of Yitzchak, the child birth is revelation. Toldos Yitzchak, the geula is called the leida. The birth, Mashiach comes, that's the birth. That's revelation. Toldos Yitzchak, revelation from Yitzchak, from Din. Within the Din, there's Schus. Within the Din, there's Rachamim. Under the concealment, there's really revelation. Toldos is revelation. The last week of Cheshvan, as we enter Kislev, is the end of Golus, as we're getting ready for the Geula. As we enter the month of Kislev, we experience the light, we encounter the light of Chanukah. The light of Chanukah is already illuminating now because it's 30 days before. Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and it intensifies, of course, as we get closer and closer to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Each parasha brings us closer, told us, Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayesha, Miketz, Ketz, Sam Lachoyshach. Each parasha brings us closer to the Oyrei of Chanukah. May we be Zoychetaka to Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and despite all the Choyshach that we see around us, despite the bickering among nations, despite the Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, despite the fact that there's so much left-wing ideology, and besides that there's so much Choshech and Chutz and fall and all the concealment that we see, we know that within that Choshech there's really Or. We have to bring out that Or. The job of a Yid has to be Magala the Or, the Nitzutz Kodosh, the Pach Shemen, that exists in each and every single one of us. In each and every single one of us, there is a jug of oil that's waiting to be revealed, waiting to illuminate. May we be zeichet to accomplish that and experience the month of Kislev, and even before that, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Toldos Yitzchak, the Eila Toldos Yitzchak is Begamatria, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem, as Eliyahu HaNavi. May we be zeichet to that immediately and spend Chanukah together with Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, and all the good of Esav, all those neshamas that were trapped in Esav, all the geirim, all the neshamas that were in Esav that came out and joined together with Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Esav Amurim Beparsha, all of us together will march towards Mashiach Tzidkenu and be zeichet to see the menorah lit in the Bayis Hashlishi. Good evening.